Well, welcome everyone. Charlie McDermott back here with Jeff Bohr. Jeff, how you doing?
Very good this morning, Charlie. Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you what, I'm still just sharing the knowledge that you shared with the kind of the Christmas gift episode that we did a few weeks ago. And man, I just absolutely love those gadgets that you shared. We were at a, where was it? Some store or, oh, it was a golf pro shop, and the music sounded great. And then I realized, I bet they're using one of those Sonos gadgets that Jeff was talking about in the last episode. And son of a
Oh, wow.
gun, it just had that little box in the middle of the place, and the music sounded great. And I said to Barb, we're getting one. Put that on my Christmas list.
Yeah,
That
they
would
have pretty
sound great in our lanai.
60-degree sound, so.
So you have another just awesome episode in store today. Backups, man. It's one of those you don't need it to. It's like insurance, right? It's like, geez, if only I had insurance for that after it already happened, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so basically, one of my favorite sayings is there are two types of people in the world, those who back up and those who will.
That's great. Yes.
And so basically, yeah, a backup is an insurance policy, like Charlie said, and it will keep all your data safe. So whether you have a Mac or a PC, if you plug in an external hard drive, you can back up your computer. And you can also go through on an Apple computer. They have a feature called Time Machine, where let's say you have an email and you had a attachment or a document attached, and all of a sudden you realize it's missing. Well, with Time Machine, you can go into your Time Machine icon and say enter Time Machine, and you can say, okay, I know that email was there on the 15th of the month or something, and you can go back even though you've deleted it. Go back to the 15th, look at your mailbox and say, there's the attachment. Hit a little button that says restore and it will come back. So, Time Machine is not only an insurance policy, is it an archive of everything on your computer. So, if you have a file on your desktop, your grandma's chili recipe, and one day you notice it's not there and it's not in the trash and you cannot find it, well, you could go back to July of last year when you know you cooked it, and there it is on your desktop and you can restore it. So, that's
I
the
had no
important
idea
thing.
it went as deep as email. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it works with photos, email. It'll back up your entire computer. And the so just remember, if you don't back it up, you can't get it back because disasters happen. And as we know in Southwest Florida, Ian hit us. And I had clients that have 5 feet of water in their house. And your desk is only about 3.5 feet high, and your backup and your computer are sitting on your desk. So they got drowned in salt water. And what I learned after Ian was that salt water does not do good for electronics or cars or anything that it touches, basically, because it is kind of corrosive, and it actually starts it ruins the computer and hard drives. So these people had backups, but their backup got drowned too. So what do you do then? So there was a photographer that worked for National Geographic and took a lot of photos, and I forget his name, but I'll put it in the show notes if I remember it. But he came up with what's called a 3-2-1 backup policy. So basically, you should have three backups of your media. That's the three. The two is you should have it on two different types of media. So when he came up with this program, people were still storing stuff on CDs and hard drives, Now we have flash drives. We have solid state drives. So the media has kind of evolved, but it is a good idea to keep it on two types of media, maybe a solid state drive and a regular hard drive. And then the most important thing, the number one, is keep one of those copies off site. So it used to be, you could back up your computer Monday through Sunday and then take that hard drive out, take it to a bank vault, put it in the bank vault, and then use another one, and then just go back and forth and repeat that, and always have one in the bank and one at home. So, but as you can imagine, that's kind of tedious. So some companies came up with what's called an offsite backup. So you've probably heard of Carbonite because they advertise a lot. The one I prefer for Apple users is called Backblaze. So it's BackBlaze.com. And they designed that from the ground up as a Mac app. So Carbonite is great for PCs, but they kind of added the Mac features later. And the most important component of any backup strategy is how easy is it to restore it if a disaster does happen? So with Time Machine, it's easy. With Backblaze, it's a piece of cake. But with Carbonite, Mac users have to jump through a few hoops. So that's why I like Backblaze rather than Carbonite. And basically, Backblaze has a bunch of servers. And a server is just a hard drive, basically, like a computer sitting somewhere else. And with Backblaze, they have hundreds of thousands of servers backing up your data. It's encrypted. It's safe. Even Backblaze can't get to the data. You know, there was a case where a judge said, hey, I want this. Some guy got in trouble for drugs or guns or money or something. And the judge told Backblaze he wanted his hard drive. And the Backblaze said, well, you can have the hard drive, but we can't get into it. It's encrypted. And only he knows the password. So it is safe. And basically, it's off-site. So I think Backblaze headquarters are in Utah. So basically, that means if there's a flood here in Southwest Florida and your computer and your hard drive get ruined, well, Backblaze has a copy in Utah. And they, you can either download it, which may take a day or two, or they'll overnight you a drive that you can get all your data with. So that's the most important thing in a case like this. And I had seven clients whose houses were totally submerged in water, and only one of them had Backblaze. So the alternative to not having a backup is paying for a data recovery service. And I've seen quotes come in from $900 to $3,000 for data recovery, because basically these guys have to do a forensic clean room gut of the computer. They have to take the hard drive out. They take it apart. They disassemble it. They put it in a new dry case, see if that works. And then they repeat it until it does work and they can get the data off. So it is very labor intensive, but $3,000 is a lot of money for pictures and documents. Maybe if it was your business, you might be able to justify it. But for $4 a month, you could subscribe to Backblaze and never have to worry about a headache like that. You know, if you go through a disaster like that, you've got enough headaches with other belongings than try to worry about spending another $3,000 on getting your computer back. So, you know, it's kind of a great deal for peace of mind. So and you might come to the point where you never even need a backup, but the one time that you do, you'll be glad that you had it.
Absolutely. So
that's the benefit of an offsite backup. And then an onsite backup, if you plug any external drive into a PC or a Mac, the computer will ask you, do you want to use this for backup? And you just say yes, and then you forget about it. So like I said, it's an insurance policy. You know, you never think about insurance policies until you need them. Think of your backup that way. But if you are missing a file, or your computer dies one day, or it won't start up, or, you know, anything happens, that backup is the savior for your computer.
Yeah. Wow. And down here, I mean, there are so many ways to lose your data. I mean, lightning strikes, right?
Yeah, we have electrical issues. You know, as we learned, flooding, wind damage. You know, if a truck drives through your front window, you know, it could smash everything. So yeah, it's an insurance policy. And like I said, you know, you hope you never need it, but if it's there, if you do.
Yeah. Now, how about Apple iCloud and you know, how does that fit into all this?
Yeah, well, iCloud is more, you need to think of iCloud as more of a syncing service. You know, iCloud is a service that Apple offers that helps different Apple devices stay in sync. So for example, iCloud has your address book and your calendar online, basically. So if you pick up your iPad or your iPhone or your Apple Watch and you look at it, your calendar is going to be correct on all of those. If you're out to lunch with someone, they give you a business card and you put it into your phone. Well, by the time you get home, that address is in your computer as well. So iCloud is more of a syncing service. But one thing you want to do, if you do have a Mac computer and you have iCloud turned on, go into your system preferences or system settings and click on iCloud Drive. And there's a little button next to iCloud Drive that says options. And if you click on options, make sure your desktop and documents folder are selected. So by default, iCloud backs up your calendar, your address book, maybe your photos if you have it turned on, but it does not back up your desktop and documents, which is where most of your stuff is. You probably have files on your desktop. Your document folder is full of correspondence, recipes, spreadsheets, and stuff. So unless you manually turn that on, it is not backed up to iCloud. So that's an important thing to do. So go into System Preferences or System Settings if you're running Ventura, and go down to either iCloud or tap on Apple ID and then click on iCloud and make sure the backup has for iCloud Drive has desktop and documents turned on. Because out of the six or seven clients that lost their computers, one of them had Backblaze and only two of them had their desktop and documents turned on. So if you have that turned on, the only thing iCloud does not back up by default is your downloads folder and your trash. So if you had all your iCloud backups turned on and there was a disaster and you lost your computer, you would get everything back when you signed back into iCloud on a new machine, except for your downloads and your trash can. So those are kind of temporary items in both places that they don't need to be backed up, and it would take a lot more space probably. So you can, I wouldn't really consider iCloud a backup. Consider it more of a service. But if there is a disaster, if you have your desktop and documents folder turned on, you'll be safe. And iCloud also backs up your Safari bookmarks. If you keep bookmarks on your devices, it backs up your keychain, which is your passwords. So those things are safe. But the desktop and documents is the big one you want to make sure is turned on, because that could be the point between happiness and misery if anything bad happens.
Wow, that's huge. I mean, and you shared that with me a few months ago when we started talking, and I'm so glad you shared that, because I actually forgot about it. Fortunately, I did it right away, but yeah.
And the other thing is the format of drives has changed over the past few years. I remember I mentioned earlier CDs. Well, newer computers don't even have CD slots. So it might be that you haven't put a CD into your computer for 4 or 5 years now, or maybe more. So those are kind of an outdated way of storing stuff. But you have your typical hard drives, which most traditional hard drives have a spinning disk inside. And if you've ever seen a CD, inside the disk, it looks like a little CD that spins around on a little platter with a little needle tapping data into it. And what happens is that's mechanical. So there's no perpetual motion. So eventually something in that hard drive is going to fail, a little spring, a little gear, and it's going to stop. And that's when people say, oh, my hard drive crashed. Well, it didn't actually crash. It just wore out. So that's kind of the traditional hard drive. You can get a 8 terabyte traditional drive for probably $300 now. However, the newer technology is solid state drives, which have no moving parts. So a solid state drive is what's in your current laptops, your current iPhones, your iPads. They're just basically computer chips. Wow. Those have a less of a failure rate than the hard drives because they have no moving parts. And the prices of the solid state drives have dropped dramatically in the last 3 or 4 years because production is going up and they're becoming more common. So right now you can get a 2 terabyte solid state drive for around $100 and that may last 5, 8, 10, 12, 15 years. No one really knows yet. Your typical hard drive usually lasts between 2 and 6 years. Solid state drives will probably last double that at least. Just because they have no moving parts, there's less to wear out. So if you were to be in the market for a backup drive, I would suggest a solid state drive. And a good rule of thumb, because Time Machine keeps backups, like I mentioned, kind of an archive of backups. So basically, the first time you connect the drive to your computer, it will back up the entire computer. And then every hour after you plug it in, it checks, hey, what's changed in the last hour? Maybe you created a document. You created a Word document or a Pages document. You sent out 3 emails. You added some photos. You edited some photos. Well, every hour, it only backs up what's changed after that. So it doesn't back up the whole computer every hour. It just backs up the changes. And the benefit of that is it doesn't take up as much space on the hard drive. So a good rule of thumb is if your computer has a 1 terabyte internal storage, always double it with your backup. So if you have a 2 terabyte computer, get a 4 terabyte backup. If you have a 1 terabyte computer, get a 2 terabyte backup. If your computer has a 500 gig hard drive, get a 1 terabyte backup. That way, even if you fill up the computer, your backup will last years and years. Because you've got enough space on it to do those incremental backups, even if you fill your existing hard drive.
Okay.
So a good rule of thumb is double your backup capacity compared to your hard drive capacity.
Okay. Now, back to the hard drive. Are you able to, so let's say you have the older version of the hard drive and you say, if it crashes, replace it with the solid state version. Does that work with a computer that had the older version? How does that play out?
Well, if one of those drives fails, even an external hard drive, which has the spinning disk inside, the traditional hard drive, I've seen them last 2 weeks. I've seen them last 6 years. If you have one that's lasted 7 years, you're the exception, and you need to give it to a museum or something, because they usually don't last 7 years.
Yeah,
5 or 6 years might be the average. But yeah, basically, those would have to go through the same forensic recovery process that we talked about earlier if it crashed and that was your only copy of data. But typically, backups are not if a backup fails, you could probably just replace it. And the only thing you'd lose is anything you lost that you didn't realize you had misplaced between the time you disconnected and got a new one. So it's always easier just to plug in a new drive. And you could always put the old drive on a shelf just in case 5 years from now you realize that your grandmother's chili recipe was not available and it's not on your current backup. It might be on your old backup. So if you can retire a backup before it fails, put it on a shelf or in a box somewhere, high and dry, hopefully, then that way, if anything happens, you could go back and get the data.
Yeah. Good advice. Wow. So did we cover everything when it comes to backups?
Well, basically, the one thing to remember is any backup is only good as the last date it was performed. So you want to keep your backup connected as often as you can, because especially if you have a laptop, it's a little more difficult to have a backup connected to a laptop, because if you move around with the laptop, you've got this little cord hanging from it and a little, drive hanging, and you're walking around with it and it could get disconnected or something. So with a desktop, it's a lot easier to plug a backup in and just forget about it because it's behind the computer and you don't even see it. But with a laptop, if you're moving around with your laptop a lot, I would recommend you plug it in at least once a week. Because that way, even if something happens to your computer, you would only lose a week's worth of data. So if you have a laptop that you're moving with a lot, just plug it in on Sundays or pick a day of the week that you regularly plug it in and let it back up. The backup won't take long because it's only doing those incremental changes that you made during the week. But that way, you'll be a lot safer than if you realize that your computer doesn't start one morning and you haven't plugged the backup in 6 months. You could technically lose 6 months of data. Keep it plugged in, or plug it in on a regular basis would be my advice, because it's only as good as the last backup that you have.
Man, I have a good backup story for you. You ready?
Oh, let's hear it. Yeah.
Back in the 80s. All right. My health club business. This is back when we had one club. It's still over 1,000 members. A lot of data. And I get a call from my GM. I'm on vacation at the Jersey Shore. She says, the computer shot. I said, no problem. Send the or call. It was RCM. It's funny, I'm remembering the company. RCM, who was the software company. I said, and they'll send us, our backup. And so what we... actually, to back up from the backup, what we were doing every day was backing up our system on a tape. That's what it was, on a cassette tape. You remember those?
I remember. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we found out after sending, that's what it was. We had to send that tape because that she called and said, hey, the backup tape isn't working. The system crashed. The tech guy came in. He said, no problem. Just put the backup tape in. And we would do that. We would every day we would rotate tapes and put one at the bank vault up the street and all that. And we did that for 2 years. So our company said, we can't figure this out. The system should be back up. You put the tape in, everything should be fine. So they said FedEx the tape over or whatever over when did FedEx start? Anyway, we got the tape over to them pretty quickly, whether it was overnight or in a couple of days, and they said the tape is blank. So we were religiously every day we would back that system up, but we were doing it wrong. So for 2 years we thought we had all the data backed up, and all we were doing just going through the exercise and not backing anything up. Fortunately, we had all the documents so we could input our 1,000+ members into the system, which was extremely painful. It took us about 2 months to do it, but
manually. Yeah.
Yeah. That when I hear the word backup, I always remember that time.
Yeah. And also a good thing about Time Machine is if there is a problem with the disk, Time Machine, after 1 week, they will pop up a little message in the corner of your screen that says, hey, you haven't had a backup in a week. Make sure your disk is connected. If it's plugged in, you can look for an error that might tell you, yeah, the disk died. Or if you plug it in on a Mac and it doesn't appear on the desktop, that's a sign that it might have died. So in that case, when you see that happen, if you can't revive the disk, it's a good idea to replace it.
Good stuff. Well, I know this is hugely valuable and certainly front of mind after Ian and all the data that has been lost. Jeff, really appreciate it. I'm just over here looking at my notes. So we have Backblaze.com is
Back
the company.
Blaze, like a fire.
Yep.
Blaze.
Blaze. BLAZE, right?
Blaze. Yes, correct.
All right. So. And then your iCloud is that some, that's a follow-up question to iCloud. That's something that you need to subscribe to. So is that something you recommend not as a backup solution, but as a hey, can't hurt
iCloud basically Apple still only gives 5 gigabytes of storage for free, and after that it becomes a paid storage and service. So 5 gigabytes isn't a lot now, and I think they may revise that strategy soon and up the storage. But basically, yeah, if you have, depending on the amount of storage you have on your computer and stuff, you'll get messages that might say your iCloud storage is out of date. You can get for 99 cents a month, they give you 50 gigabytes. And then for 200 gigabytes, you can get for $2.99 a month. And then the next jump is $9.99, and that gives you 2 terabytes of storage.
Yeah.
So depending on the amount of data on your computer, you would want to make sure, and iCloud also is the way that your phones and iPads get backed up, by the way. So if you have a lot of stuff on your phone and your iPad and your computer, you may see a message occasionally that says your iCloud storage is almost full or something. And then you would need to consider going to the next tier just to keep your data safe.
And all of this, again, is
like insurance policies. You hope you never need it, but if something happens and you drop your phone into the Gulf and it sinks, then if you get a new phone, everything will come back if you had enough iCloud storage.
Good stuff. Well, Jeff, once again, thank you for sharing your knowledge, and we will release you to Southwest Florida. Go help those Mac users.
Absolutely. And one last thing before I part is one of my favorite quotes. May you have 1,000 backups and never need one.
That's a great quote. Amen. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you. Have a great day.